Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Harmon. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on this Yom Sheni, the 11th day of the month of Sivan. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Dov Foxbrunner of Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia, to share Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Foxbrunner slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberech L'Tzahal, the Mishaberech L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically being held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberech L'Cholim, with Rabbi Foxbrunner pausing to enable each of us to insert the names of those for whom we are davening. To receive the daily Tehillim Call reminder emails, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim Call. That's ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bikavod, with great honor, Rabbi Foxbrunner.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the warm welcome, and thank you for this incredible call. I wanted to focus us in the few minutes I have today on the notion of humility, on what it means to be humble, and how we can learn that from this week's parsha. The end of the parsha, towards the end of this week's parsha in Baal Osecha, Hashem himself describes the greatest human being that ever lived in about four words. Hashem said in the parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu was Anov Mikol HaAdam. He was the humblest man ever, as we would say in our contemporary language. He was the humblest. And the question is, why is this the accolade that Hashem gives Moshe Rabbeinu? And what can we learn from it? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu brought down a world empire. He split the sea. He rained man from the heaven. And most importantly, he gave us the Torah. And the encapsulation of who he was by Hashem himself was that he was humble, that he didn't boast, that he wasn't arrogant. What is this idea? And furthermore, on a practical level, how is it possible? How is it humanly possible that somebody who accomplished the greatest accomplishments that we listed above, the greatest accomplishments in human history, could not appreciate what they did, could not recognize the accomplishments that they had under their belt? How could Moshe Rabbeinu not recognize his greatness? How is it possible? There's a story told of a chassid who once came to his Rebbe, the Simcha Bunim of Shishka, one of the great Hasidic masters. He said, you know, I learned the Mishnah, and the Mishnah taught me about how to attain kavod, how to attain honor. The Mishnah says that kol haborech min hakavod, hakavod borech acharav, that anybody who runs away from honor, honor seeks him. Honor will seek that person who is running away from the honor. And he said, you know, I spent such a long time, I spent my whole life running away from honor, and yet I don't have any honor running after me. How can that be? So Simcha Bunim said, I'll tell you why it is. Because you're running away from honor. Every so often, you turn around and you check to see where the honor is. And you check to see if the honor is running after you. And at that moment that you turn around, honor thinks that you're running after the honor. And therefore the honor runs away. That's what happens as you turn around to seek and to ascertain and to tell if the honor is running after you. It's a cute illustration. But what that means is, when Chazal say that kavod runs after you, it means that you never turn around to track its path. It means, effectively, that it means absolutely nothing to you. Now, how could that be? How can a person reach a level where they don't even turn around to glance? They don't even notice? And the answer is, that you can only turn around if there is a you in the picture. If you're there, you can turn around. If you're not there, you can't turn around. If you remove yourself from the picture, obviously you can't turn around. It's like my 2-year-old. My 2-year-old, we all have a 2-year-old in our lives who does this. He puts his hand in front of his eyes and says, "I'm not here. I'm not here." He tries to diminish himself. He tries to show he's not here. Moshe Rabbeinu was the humblest of men. And that's because humility doesn't mean diminishing your accomplishments. It doesn't mean not boasting or saying, "Oh, you know, what I did is really nothing." True humility, Torah humility, means that you remove yourself from the picture. Moshe Rabbeinu saw himself only as a conduit for Hashem in this world. It's not that he split the sea for us, that he gave us the Torah. It's that Hashem split the sea. Hashem gave us the Torah, and he happened to be the conduit and the tool that brought it to us. Moshe Rabbeinu fully recognized his accomplishments, or what he brought to fruition in this world, but he also recognized that it really had nothing to do with him. The root of true Torah humility is selflessness, and the root of selflessness is godliness. Recognizing our place in his world, taking whatever he gives us, whatever possessions, skills, opportunities that come our way, and utilizing them in the service of Hashem to promote more godliness in the world. And this can come in many, many forms. This can come, as I speak to you on this holy call, on this call of godliness, I happen to be in my car. And in my car to diminish distractions, to make sure that we don't get an interruption here. And I'm looking at my neighbor's house. And I want to just mention a brief story about my neighbor. She was a very special woman who passed away a few weeks ago. And this is an illustration of a wonderful Jew. And a wonderful Jew who can exist in any house that we happen to be looking at. And one of the things that came out again and again during her funeral was her everyday selfless acts of chesed, her quiet, unassuming, constant drips of chesed. One illustration that comes to mind was her umbrellas. The story goes that she was once driving along the main street in our neighborhood here in Atlanta when it started to pour. And she offered a person a ride, and he didn't want to take it. And instead, she grabbed her umbrella from the passenger seat next to her, rolled down the window, and handed it to them, and drove off. The person managed to walk home, didn't want to take the ride, but at least she managed to shield the person from the rain. And from that moment on, she made a practice of keeping extra umbrellas in her car and handing them out to people caught in the rain. I was struck by this illustration, and I'm remembering it now as I speak to you, an illustration of quiet, practical, kindness. It's an act of humility. It's a simple but very sweet everyday example of how we can take whatever we have, whatever opportunities that come our way, and do for another person. Increase godliness in this world by increasing chesed and kindness in this world. No fanfare, no concern for personal gain, no looking around to see if kavod is chasing after us. Just seizing a quiet opportunity to make oneself a conduit for Hashem and his goodness in this world. This can take so many forms. We can tap into the fact that we have a connection to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Anav Mikol Adam. He was the most humble of all men, of all human beings that ever walked this earth, because he personified this notion of selflessness at all times. We can take whatever we have, look for ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serve Hashem, by providing for each other, by doing whatever we can do. Another example is taking a few minutes right now, stopping your day, joining this call is a great example. It's a beautiful opportunity provided by the OU, and it means giving of our day to daven, to Hashem, to gain chizuk and strength together, to bring more of his presence into this world, more of his blessings into this world, including protection and siyata d'shmaya for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. That's humility. That is humility in motion. So I encourage us, as we take a few minutes now to recite Tehillim, to have in mind those who are in need, to have in mind that we are bringing more with humility, bringing more of Hashem into this world. And after the call, look for the next opportunity, not for fanfare, not for committing acts of chesed to gain attention, but rather to commit acts of chesed, to learn Torah, to take on more measures that bring more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu into this world. And with that, let us take a few minutes now to recite Tehillim. I'll be reciting Tehillim slowly in Hebrew, followed by subsequent tefillos for chayalim, for shvuyim, and for those who are in need of a refuah. I'll start, as we do every day, with Tehillim Chaf, number 20. Banatzeach mizmor leDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzora, yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov Sela, yishlach ezecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadecha, yizkor kol min chosecha, ve'olosecha yidashen esela, yitin lecha kilevavecha, v'chol atasecha yimalei, neranna b'yishuasecha, u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, Ata yadati ki Yoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'aneyu mishmei kacho, v'gvuos yesha yimino, eila v'rechev v'eila v'asusim v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazgir, heima karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod, Adonai Hoshia ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom karenu, Tehillim Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmor leDavid Adonai ro'i lo echtor, Binos desha yabitseini, al mei menuchos inahaleini, nafshi yeshovev, yancheini bemag lepedek leman shemo, gam ki elech begeit salmaves, lo yirorok yato imodi, shiftecho umishantecho, heimo yinachamuni, taroch lefonai sholchon, neget zore roi, ishanto vashemen roshi, korsi rivoyo, achtov vacheser yudifuni, kol yemei chayoi, Yeshafti b'veis Adonai li'orech yamin. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir l'malos, Esa einai el heorim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shemayim v'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecho, al yonum shomrecho. Hinei lo yonum, v'lo yishon shomer yisoel. Adonai yishomrecho, Adonai tzilecho al yad yiminecho, yomom ha-shemesh lo yakecho, v'yoreach lo loylo. Adonai yishmorcho mikol ro, yishmor es nafshecho, Adonai yishmor tzeitzcho v'uecho, me'ato v'yad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha-malos, mimamakim krosicha Adonai, Adonai yishimo v'koli, v'yena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi, Im avonos tishmoryo, Adonai niya amod. Ki imecho hasulicho, leman tivorei. Ki zise Adonai kivisa nafshi, v'lid v'rov hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fedus. V'hu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avonosov. Tehillim Kuf Membeis 142. Maskila David, Biosel Vimarotisilo, Koli el Adonai Ezok, Koli el Adonai Ezkanon, Eshboch Lefanov Sichi, Torasi Lefanov Agid, Pisatef Alaruchi, Vato Yadato, Yadato Nisivosi, Borach Viauzu Alech Tomnu Fachli, Abet Yaminure Zeinli Makir, Ovad Manos Mimeni, Eindoresh Manashi, V'achti elecha Adonai, amati atamachti, chelki be'eretz hachayin. Hakshiv ha'ori nosi ki dalosi me'od, atzileidim riozai ki amsu mimeni. Otzia mimaskir nafshi lodos es shmecho, v'achtiu tzadikim ki sigmol aloi. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzora uveshivya, omdin bein bayom, uvein bayabasha. Amokom yurachim aleihem, ויוציאי מצורו לרווחו, ומאפי לו לאורו, ומשיבו לגאולו. אשתו בגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. I'll read Achenu in English as well. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are distressed or in distress or captivity, on sea or on land, may the all present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. I'll recite now the Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzva, Haganah Yisrael, for the Israeli Defense Forces. Misha Be'achavaseinu Avram Yitzchav Yaakov Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Haganah Yisrael V'Anshei Kachos Bitachon Ha'omdim Amishmar Atzeinu V'Arei Eloheinu Migbul Halvanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim Min Hayam Hagadol Avavo Harova U'Bachom Makom Shehem V'Yabasha Ba'avir U'Bayom Yitain Adonai Es Oyuvenu Hakamim Aleinu Nigasim Lefneihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzar V'Tzugah ומכל נגל מחלב ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהן, יעדר שונאינו תחתיהן, ויעטרן לחסר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון, ויקוים בהם הכסוף כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אביכם ולשיר אסכם ונאמר אמן. מי שברך for שבויים, those who are being held in captivity. מי שברך אבסינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב יוסף משה ואהרן דב ושלמה, ויבורך וישמור ויסתור אס נדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושבויו, ואס כל אחינו הנשואים בצורת ושביו, ועבור שכל הכל הקדוש הזה נסתר בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא, ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציאם מחושך ותמובס, ומוסרסיהם ינתק, ומצוטוסיהם יושיען וישיבן נהיר לחיק משפחותיהם. ידעו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם, ויקוים להם עקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובון, ובואו ציון בירינו. בשמחה סעולם הראשון וסוסון, בשמחה יסיגו ונעשו ילדון והנחו ונאמר אמן. Finally, prayer for those who are sick, מי שברך לחולים. מי שברך אבוסינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרן דב ושלמה יבורך וירפא את החולים. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ואחמימם ואחלוסם ואחזיקם ואחיוסם. ישלח להם נהר רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לרמח איבריהם ושפג ידיהם. בסוף שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השבת הלל בזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you, Rabbi Foxbrunner. We look forward to having you back on the program again very soon. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.